Blog Talk Radio.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
While those individuals who like the coverage they already have will be able to keep their current plan. This is a very accurate description of this bill before us, the Patient Protection and Affordability Act. It's very accurate.
I am Mary Landrieu, and I approve this message.
Hundreds of thousands of people across the country losing their current coverage.
The administration is under pressure to act fast.
What I've said to the president is, you told them that they could keep it.
Landrieu has introduced the Keeping the Affordable Care Act promise.
I'm fixing it, and that's what my bill does, and I've urged the president to fix it.
Senator Landrieu says President Obama needs to stick to his word.
This is a promise that you made. This is a promise you should keep.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time, oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Merry Christmas, shipmates, and welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom. And remember, freedom isn't cheap. But we can't afford it. It's tyranny is what we can't afford. All right, let's get right into it here today. Got lots and lots and lots of people out there that desperately want to take away your freedom, so let's get this ship underway and let's combat them, huh? 646-716-7978 if you want to be a part of the program. And look at this. Fox News poll. Oh, I know, it's Fox News. Oh, they're all right-wingers. Oh, yeah, they're all the Tea Party. 67% say delay Obamacare. 53% say would vote to repeal it. Well, whether it's Fox or not, I think the poll that you really need to pay attention to is the poll that, well, that it's in your wallet. that used to be on your dinner table, used to be in your gas tank, used to be in your driveway in some cases. A lot of people have lost their jobs, and then they lose their, cars because they can't afford to, pay the payments. It's called a repossession. That's the poll you need to take. You need to decide for yourself. Don't read these stupid polls. Yeah, I'm reporting it because that is news, but the poll you really need to take is the poll that is in your wallet. That's off of your dinner table. Out of your garage. Those are the polls you need to take. How about the one that you used to have in that office or that factory? And now we got to lay off thousands of firehouses now because they've got to get into Obamacare that you can't get into. And even if you pay for it, it doesn't go through. So you don't really have insurance and it's mandatory. So now these firehouses, because they can't afford it, have to close. Look, firehouses are not something that you close, period. Conversation ends at that point. I mean, it's not even a conversation. It's not even something that you even think about. The hell? Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, but you are going to have to slow down. You're struggling. You know that your law isn't working, so you're doing everything you can to keep it afloat. Well, it's sinking. It's just a few feet away from Davy's locker here. And if you don't know what I'm talking about the very ass bottom of the sea. Look, Mr. Obama, you have to realize this isn't working. Not only is it not working, but the American people are even more against it than they were before you crammed it down our throats. You haven't put anybody insured with this program. You have literally millions of people who have lost their jobs, millions of people who have lost their hours, millions upon millions of people who have lost their health care, lost their doctor, lost their plan. But they can get that free abortion. Woo-wee. I can't get that, you know, that operation that I need, but I can get a free abortion. This is all about this whole freaking health care, contraception and abortion. That's it. That's their idea of a subpar plan because it doesn't have abortion or contraception in it. First of all, contraception isn't that expensive. It's very readily available. It's never been a problem before, and nobody has a war on women and trying to take away your reproductive rights. I'm sorry, but birth control is very readily available. If you can't find it, you don't know where to find it, you don't even know what it is, you shouldn't be having sex in the first friggin' place. You're an idiot. Never heard that there was this just this problem of women being so mistreated because nobody was paying for their contraception and abortions. I've never heard of this until all of a sudden Sandra Fluke or Fluck or whatever the hell her stupid name is. She gets up there for whatever goddamn reason Congress picks her, and then they just slobber all over, and then they bring her up to the convention. I mean, that was disgusting. I mean, this is what you're voting for? Free abortions? Free contraception? This is what makes you vote for somebody? What? I mean, think about it. With all the goddamn problems that we have facing in this country today, our biggest problem is contraception and free abortions? What? And now you got the Duck Dynasty guy over there making comments. I didn't hear the comments, but I read about them, whatever. I mean, I didn't hear him say it. Evidently, he did it in a magazine talking about he believes that it's unnatural for a man to think of a man as a sexual object, and it's, you know, it's natural for a woman, whatever. Look, it just, that whole, that whole homosexual, transsexual, trisexual, quadrasexual, this sexual, that sexual, all that, it is so far away from anything that is facing this country's real problems. Look, I really don't know anybody who goes out of their way to hate or disparage or whatever homosexuals. I don't know who these people really are. Maybe I've met them at the supermarket and they didn't tell me. I don't know. But the only people I see that think that there is this huge war on homosexuals are, well, I guess there's a certain, I guess you can call them factions. They like to call our side factions, so we'll call their side factions. We'll play their little game today. There's a certain faction on the left that if you're on the right, you even mention the word homosexual, and it's discriminating in some form, some fashion, some way. You're a hater, and you must be removed. You must lose your job. You must be ridiculed, publicly flogged. But yet you can go around because they didn't kill cracker babies. Kill cracker babies. No, crickets. 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 Personally, I believe in freedom of speech. And what I mean by freedom of speech, I mean you gotta suck up the bad just as much as you suck up the good. Personally, I don't care. Kill cracker babies. Go ahead. Knock yourself out, kid. I mean, if you want to go out there and preach that stuff, knock yourself out, kid. I don't have to listen to it. Turn around and go the other goddamn direction. I can hate what the man is saying, but I love the fact that he lives in a country. I live in a country. We live in a country where somebody could say that without being persecuted. That is what I love. I can hate what they say, but I believe in freedom of speech, whether I love it or hate it. Because what is hate speech? Well, what you say it is or what they say it is? Well, who's right, who's wrong? That's why anything with the hate speech or hate crimes or any of that stuff, that's very subjective. That's what I don't like about those laws. That's what I don't like about that, and people can't see it. Well, it's hate. So you got to get rid of them. Everybody must be peaceful and loving. Well, whatever. Not everybody is peaceful and loving. So if they're not, turn around and go where you want to be. Go around, be with the people that you want to be with. I mean, I'm just sick and tired. But yet you've got all these people, they say whatever the hell they want. And look, that stupid Bashir, first of all, who cares? I mean, what he said was disgusting and gross, yeah. I mean, if I was his boss, I think I would tell him to, you know, chill a little bit. You know, I mean, still is kind of a, I guess you can consider it a family show. It's a news show. People do watch the news with their kids. So, you know, being on the public airwaves, yeah, I guess I can understand a little bit of censorship, but I'm not a real big censorship fan. But the point is, people have to just stop pointing their goddamn fingers and just blaming people for things and punishing people. For what? Because they disagree with you. Well, look, I'm not out, you know, it's stupid and idiotic and just a slobbering, sycophantic mess of goo, old Chris Tingle is. I'm not out asking for that son of a bitch to be fired. I'd love it if he shut up. but he has the right to speak. That's what I love. I believe, I'm sorry, but I guess you can call me a libertarian. I believe in the absolute or constitutionalist. You can call me whatever. I don't fit into any group. I hate parties. But I do believe in the Constitution. If you're going to follow the goddamn Constitution, if you're going to put it down on paper in words, I don't believe I don't believe really in interpretations in the first place. There's no real interpretations. Look, if you have to interpret something, that means you don't understand it. If you don't understand it, you got no business talking about it. Shut up. If it's going to be a real law, it needs, you know, I mean, it's got to be clear and strict and to the point. But politicians love to have that wiggle room. Then what's the point in passing these laws? And I'm sick and tired of hearing this, well, Congress, they didn't pass as many laws, they weren't anywhere productive. I'm sick. What does that have to do with anything? The number has nothing to do with it. The quality of the goddamn bill has everything to do with it. I don't care how many bills Congress has passed in the last 10 years. None of them have been quality. That's ridiculous, Mr. Painter. You see what I'm saying? That's what we're upset about, Mr. Painter. But getting back to the Constitution here, I know that's a C word. Throw another penny in the cuss jar. But I do take the Constitution literal. What's the point of putting it down on words if you're not going to take it literally? Well, that means that, but if you want it to mean this, you can mean that. Well, who decides what gets to be meant and what doesn't? Oh, that's right, the king. But look, people got to understand freedom of speech, man. Look, you don't like it? Look, and freedom of the press, look, you don't like it? Buy another goddamn newspaper. You don't like the stupid television show you're watching? Change the goddamn channel. You're listening to something on radio? Turn the channel. You don't like it. You're walking down the street and you're hearing some jackass preaching about killing cracker babies? Well, then turn around and go the other goddamn direction. Leave him alone. He's an idiot. But if we're going to have freedom of speech, we need to have freedom of speech for all, not for whoever a certain faction decides what is a freedom of speech and what is hate speech. I mean, if we're going to have a republic, maybe we should put it up for a vote. Well, we can't have that. Or just accept the fact that freedom of speech is freedom of speech and leave it alone and shut up. Look, if nobody's going to be paying attention to somebody, they're going to shut up. It's just the way it is. So you don't like hearing killing cracker babies, well then don't listen to them. You got nobody that's going to listen to them. Well then, eventually he'll get the idea. Nobody's paying attention to him. Nobody's listening to it. I just believe in ultimate freedom. I'm sorry. Unless you are directly hurting somebody, harming somebody, mentally, physically, financially, in any way, then there's no reason for anybody to step in. Period. Not the police, not the government, not your neighbors. But you can't have that. Oh, you can't have freedom. Well, why not? Well, because then the government doesn't have control over you. And they want to win another election. Don't you understand that's what this is all about? It's just winning elections so you can stay in power? Just so you can control? What is that all about? I mean, I understand, okay, fine, power is one thing. But, you know, it does come to a point where there is a good greed and a bad greed, and there's a very thin line. You can start out with the greatest intentions, and you can very easily turn that into deep, evil territory. So there is some need for greed. There's a need for everything. For every frick, there's a frickin' frack. It's just the way it is. A positive, a negative. And you need both. There's a balance to everything. That's how life exists. But if you're going to have freedom of speech, you need to have freedom of speech for everybody. You don't have to like what the guy says. You don't like what he says, don't watch the show. And I guarantee you, every person that is complaining about that never watches that show, never even heard him say it. They don't watch the show, they don't know nothing about it. I'm sure that since he got fired, I'm sure the rest of the family is going to say, screw you, I would assume. I know if somebody did that to my dad or my mom or my brother or friend even, I wouldn't go back on that show. Hell no. Speaking of which, had a great rehearsal last night. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be in the city. I'll give you the dates and times and all that when everything I get. But it's going to be a one-act competition. I play an actor who's playing an Arab terrorist, comes in, machine gun, I got bombs around me, and I try to get these housewives to laugh, or to make me laugh, so they're trying to be comedians. It's a funny little skit, so I'll give you that. So we had a really great rehearsal last night, and it was fun seeing a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time. So, and I haven't been on stage in a long time. I've been doing all kinds of other stuff, but so that's going to be kind of fun. It's been a while, so. And anyway, we've got the majority of the country, again, wants to either repeal or at least delay it and fix it. That's what they're saying. American people are saying, dude, man, you got to put this damn thing on hold and fix it. But they can't fix it now. They can't put it on hold. The only way to put it on hold is to repeal it. They put it on hold now. They got all these people who are canceled. Now, who's going to have insurance? But then again, who has insurance now? Nobody. Nobody's insured through Obamacare. You can't pay for it. Everything has to go through healthcare.gov. That's the main hub, if you will. That's the main station. So if you fill it out on paper or you fill it out in front of a unqualified navigator, or you fill it out on healthcare.gov that you spent 4 weeks logging on to get all the way through. Everything has to go through there. It doesn't matter. Even if you pay for it, there's no way to transfer that money to the proper insurance company. Insurance companies have no idea. They've got these doctors on there that aren't in Obamacare, and they put their names on there so people would think that their doctor's on there. That's a kind of a dirty trick, don't you think? Isn't that deceit? Isn't deceit a lie? I mean, how many more goddamn things do these do before we finally realize we've had too much? I know Congress is, you know, there are a few people in Congress that have said they've had enough. I know there's a hell of a lot more, but they're afraid. They're afraid to stand up to Barack Obama and say we've had enough. For what reason? I don't know. I know you hear a lot of people, but, oh, because he's black. What the hell does that have to do with anything? That doesn't even make any sense. That's a stupid argument. It's not even an argument. First of all, an argument must be based on some sort of fact. My God. If you don't know all the violations that this administration has, I guess, performed, not only the Constitution, but Americans. I mean, the entire country as a whole. And this whole whatever, if you believe there's a war on Christmas or whatever, I don't know if there's so much a war on Christmas. I think it's just a war on the right, because the right celebrates Christmas. So if they can piss off the right, they'll take down a nativity scene, or they won't call it a Christmas tree. They'll call it a holiday tree or whatever. And, of course, the right's, you know, coming into it. But, I mean, the right has a little bit, you know, a little bit of a point. I play Christmas music just because I'm sick and tired of people, you know, throwing fits. You know, I'm offended. Well, if you're offended, shut up. I'm offended, too. God damn it, every time one of these jack wagons opens up their freaking mouths, I'm offended. Hell, half the time, just their mere existence on planet Earth offends me. I'm not out trying to, you know.
I just want them to shut up, pay attention. I'm sick and tired of having this country being put into this. I mean, we are in jeopardy. Our sovereignty. Our solvency. Our American way of life. If you want to have your own way of life, there's nothing wrong with that. We see that. As a Tea Party, we look, you want to join a commune, join a commune. We don't care. That's not what it's about. If you have your, if it's okay for you to live your life your way, why isn't it okay for us to live our life our way? We don't care if you like it. We don't like the way you live. We're not trying to stop you from living your life your way. I'm just sick and tired of this whole Americana, is this whole stigma to be American. It's like, it's, ooh. Oh, you call yourself American? Yeah, God damn it. I live in America. I was born here. Yeah, but, ew. Yeah, but, ooh. Yeah, ooh, you. So I'm going to be as American as I possibly can. I love baseball. I love football. I love hot dogs and cheeseburgers and French fries and apple pie and cherry pie. Chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream, butter pecan ice cream. And I like Christmas. And I'm not even religious. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here and see if we can plunder for any booty today. I doubt it. Oh, would you look at this right on top of the list? Old Babs, the old bat, Barbara Walters. Ah, to Piers Morgan, yeah, she can't figure out. We thought Obama was going to be the next Messiah. And I think it was Krauthammer that said, you know, what? It took you 5 years to realize that he wasn't. First of all, it took you 5 minutes. My God, hear the man talk. And in 5 minutes, you know that this guy is not the Messiah. Especially when he starts talking about the Constitution, this man, this big scholar. Yet there are no records of anybody who knows that he went to Columbia. They have no idea. Barack Obama, I never heard of him. I was in the class, yeah. I never heard of him. Oh, yeah, he's a big shot. Oh, yeah. Harvard Law Review president. Oh, he's a big shot. He was manufactured. Guy sold his soul to the devil and allowed the devil to manufacture him. He has been programmed. This is what we no longer need in our government. We don't need robotic presidents anymore. We don't need these presidents programmed. We've got a program. It's called the Constitution. So we need a president who's going to make goddamn sure that that Constitution is followed. We need to have a responsible Congress that makes sure that that Constitution is followed. We also need a responsible Supreme Court that understands the Constitution. Well, that's a whole another story for a whole another day. All right, what else we got here? Oh, God, this is going to be just a peach. Al Sharpton to interview Michelle Obama. Won't that just today, I guess. I suppose he's supposed to interview her today. I mean, how could you get any more uninteresting than Al Sharpton interviewing Michelle Obama? Somehow, I mean, make sure you don't eat several hours before or after if you are strong enough to watch or read so much of that interview. Oh, my God, Obama now, he's scraping now. Boy, he's even got the drag queens now trying to promote Obamacare. I mean, dude, look, I understand, fine, okay, in the homosexual, transsexual community, there's diseases and all kinds of stuff, so I understand that, I get that. But they're not signing up for it. Nobody's signing up for it. None of your promotions. $5.4 billion or $4.5 billion worth of promotions, and they're not working and he's still spending. They're still spending. I got the sexiest man alive. That didn't work. They got some teeny bopper in her underwear or pajamas singing in her bedroom. It's got that obnoxious echo on it, which it doesn't help. It's just very unmelodic, very tedious. Kind of one of those songs, you know, that makes you want to run out to the garage and find the dullest object you can find to chop your head off with. And then you put that so-called rap crap, stupid, I'm the president, I'm Barack. Buy health care because it's hot. Don't worry about the cha-ching, cha-ching, ba-ling, ba-ding. Yeah, don't worry about that price tag. Oh, really? Don't worry about that price tag. Oh, okay, I guess I don't have to feed my family. They don't need to eat. I don't need to pay my electric bill. It's 485 friggin' degrees below zero out here. I don't need oil to heat my home. No, I don't need that. But I can get that free abortion now. Thanks, Mr. Obama. Remember, you are Mr. You have been demoted, sir. Presidents do not violate our Constitution in the manner which you have done. What you did, your administration, whether you had anything to do with it or not, you were made aware of it at some point. You have done absolutely nothing. Fast and Furious, why there are people still employed that were involved with that is mind-boggling to me. So that tells me that, yes, you were complicit in it. That's why no one was fired. If you didn't know anything about it, any president, any person, any manager of any kind, I don't care if it's at McDonald's or the White House, you would have fired the Attorney General. You would have fired several of those agents that were involved in that, especially the head guy. There might have been some criminal prosecutions. That would have set the tone. No. Benghazi? Have we even gone out to look for the perpetrators? I know it took you 2 weeks to send the FBI in. And you still haven't even sent no troops. Nothing was sent to go help rescue these people. That right there, if that is not treasonous, I don't know what the hell is. Either allowing the enemy to attack or allow them to continue to attack without sending any help. That is aiding and abetting. And I don't care how I don't want to hear any kind of legal mumbo jumbo. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. You can't legal mumbo-jumbo your way out of it. If you allow the enemy to continue their attack, we can't get there on time? Does that mean that you know how long the attack is going to last? Nobody knows how long an attack is going to last. It can last 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. What difference does it make? Speaking of that, that's what makes no difference. It doesn't matter. The fact is we got Americans that are being attacked. We load up the planes, the helicopters, the boats, the tanks, the trucks. Don't matter what the hell it is. This is our embassy, for Christ's sakes. We got 400 surface-air missiles there. But yet we get rid of all of our security. You got 400 surface-air missiles. In one of the hottest, most terroristic zones on planet Earth, and you have no security for that? How come our media hasn't covered that? That was another thing that Trey Gowdy was talking about, but he didn't mention that. But, I mean, that goes along with it. How come we don't hear about that? Well, we don't have a curious media. They're not curious because they're going to have to actually find out that their guy that they supported is no good. And to see, it's all about them. See, on the right, we're about everybody. On the left, they're about themselves. So if they report bad news about Obama, in their very convoluted pea brains of theirs, they're thinking that they're putting down themselves. Because, see, they went along with him. Well, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. I went along with Bush, too, but he did a lot of stupid stuff, and I got no trouble saying that he did a lot of stupid stuff. He did. Beginning with allowing these goddamn toxic baby-killing mercury-laden light bulbs that we all have to buy now. And if you drop one, well, you got to evacuate your home and put on your zoot suit. Call in the hazmat teams. And then, of course, you're going to have to pay for that out of your pocket because the Obamacare doesn't cover it. And no other insurance company is going to cover it. But you have to buy it from China. I wonder how much lead they're going to put in there. Don't you think that they're doing that on purpose? Don't you think that they're allowing lead in their toys for children, American children? Don't you think they're doing that a little bit on purpose? Why are we still buying any products from China? Don't give me no goddamn contracts and this and that. I don't want to hear it. We shouldn't be borrowing money from these people. Now they own us. They can do whatever the hell they want to with us. We need to put an end to that. We need a responsible government that's not going to allow something like that to happen. That's number one. Well, it already happened, so now we need to have somebody that can fix it, put an end to it. We got to figure out a way to start repaying our debt, ties with China, letting them know no more toys, no more lead, no more none of this. We ain't buying any more of your goddamn light bulbs. We're going to go back to the regular light bulb that did not destroy the environment, has not killed one bird, one shoo-shoo fly, one rabbit, worm, some kind of microscopic creature that no one ever even heard of. No, the light bulb does not destroy the environment. You're an idiot. Destroy the environment. Don't you think that mercury poisoning destroys the environment more than a goddamn light bulb? Huh? And now it's mandatory? PA came up with this and the president signed it? Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's unconstitutional. We shouldn't have to follow that. I think businesses ought to take the government to court. First of all, the EPA has no business whatsoever making any kind of legislation. And the president then, it's unlawful for the president to sign the goddamn thing. So therefore, it's double wrong. Doubly unconstitutional. We need to get responsible people in our government that understands these things. Who in the hell in their right minds would force their country to buy mercury-laden light bulbs that if dropped, you must evacuate the room? If you live in a one-room apartment and you're a single mother and you've got a baby that's sick and it's 40 degrees below zero outside, you drop one of these goddamn things, what is she supposed to do? Bring her baby outside to freeze her to death or keep her inside and kill her with mercury poisoning? And this stuff is mandatory? Now, to me, I'm sorry, but that's criminal right there. Forcing somebody to put their lives in jeopardy. That's criminal. Is it or is it not? You force somebody to put their lives in danger. In jeopardy. You force somebody. Well, I don't care if you're the government or not. You tie somebody up to the railroad tracks, you're forcing their lives indefinitely in jeopardy. What the hell's the difference? Buying a mercury-laden light bulb that kills your little baby? A all in the name of global warming, which doesn't exist, by the way, since the planet's been getting colder for the last 16 years, and that's what it does. Mankind cannot, I mean, it's just, that's just arrogant thinking. I mean, man is an intelligent creature, yeah, but they're not that smart. That's just arrogant to me. Oh, no, that's not arrogant. That's your ignorance. No, that's you believing in a hoax. For what? So you can write up some proposal and send it into the government so you can get a grant to write some kind of man is destroying the planet paper and get paid for it? That's what these guys do. These people are making literally millions of dollars. Actually, billions of dollars are spent every year on global warming. Over $1 billion are spent worldwide on global warming. What difference does it make? If the planet's getting hot, it's getting hot. If it's getting cold, it's getting cold. We don't have any control over it. Okay, fine. I understand. We got to control the smoke and the smog and the pollution. But we don't produce anywhere near the amount of pollution planet Earth produces. And we need a certain level of pollution. Otherwise, we wouldn't sustain life. But I can understand getting rid of it and working on new ways. But if you're going to work on new ways, you can't just pass a piece of legislation and not come up with any solutions, saying, well, you have to produce a car that will do this, this, and this by this, this, and this time, but give you no solutions how to get there. Well, you can't do that. Look, the technology isn't there. It's not there. People, if you think you have all the answers, which they do, well, they want them just, they'll just have to shut them down. Okay, well, where are you going to get the electricity now to run your little electric cars if there's no coal mines? Where are you going to get that electricity? Well, only the, the intelligent people, you know, those that went to Harvard and, you know, of the like and are in the government. They're the only ones that really need to drive. The peasants and the subjects, they don't need to drive, no. See, we have them all in this little community here. We stack it up. They got everything they need. They got their schools. They got their shopping. They've got everything, and there's a bike path, so if you do need to go anywhere, you can ride a bike. There's no cars because cars pollute. That's what this is coming down to. Mark my words, that's what this is coming down to, and your people are voting for more of it. That's what you voted when you voted for Obama. This is what you voted for when you voted for Obama. Oh, God, look at this. Another irresponsible teacher strikes again. Good God, these people. 5-year-old suspended for making gun gesture with hand. Maybe somebody ought to take, you know, these teachers and principals, maybe somebody ought to put a handgun to their face. Show them what the hell a real handgun looks like. You see that, lady? That's a real handgun. You see this with my finger? That's a fake handgun. Oh, God, India demands the U.S. drop the case against the diplomat as tension increases. Well, I'm starting to read it. This story is getting interesting. There's two sides to this, and both sides are saying, you know, the other side did this. Exactly what really happened, I mean, I don't know. But we'll get into that. I started reading some stuff. So God only knows what's really going on there. Who knows? Oh, the budget deal finally gets approval in the Senate. Isn't that nice? Bend over, America. Say these magic words. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Why, yes, you can. Oh, look at this now. Dennis Rodman. This guy is just, please, Mr. Rodman. Returns to North Korea amid political unrest. Ugh. God, why don't you stay in North Korea? I guess he's going to organize some basketball team or something. You know, he's going to bring over 12 American players or something. I don't know.
Look, he was a good player, but, you know, dude, you know, I don't understand what the infatuation is with these despots, with some of these people in our country. I don't understand that infatuation. I mean, what is the deal? I don't get it. I know, what's his name? Chavez there in Venezuela. Sean Penn was all madly in love with that dude. I don't know what the hell that was about, whatever. But I just, you know, somebody who's like a tyrant like that, that's a tyrant. I got no business for these people, man. I'm sorry, I don't find any intriguing qualities about these people. I don't find them interesting. I find them bullies. Creeps. I don't want to talk to them. There's plenty of other people I can talk to. I don't need to talk to Chavez. Well, you can't do it now. He's dead. But this Kim Jong-un, Ging-Gong, Bing-Bong, whatever the hell his friggin' name is. Why? Whatever. All right, let's get into this. Barbara Walters. God, this woman. I just don't see this woman. I just, God, please, honey, sweetheart, could you retire? Do us all a favor and just shut up. But see, she has the right to speak. I don't have to like it, which I don't. I have the right to criticize it, which I do. I have the right to tell her to shut up, which I would love. But I certainly don't have the right to say that she cannot be as stupid as she possibly can be. And she most often does. But she has the right. I mean, if we're going to start kicking people off the air because of what people say, how about start kicking people off the air that say stupid things, inaccurate things? Why don't we do that? Well, And of course, Krauthammer's right. It took you 5 years to figure this out, sweetheart, that Obama was not the Messiah. My question is, it took you 5 minutes? 5 seconds, for God's sakes, on the Constitution. You know the guy's an idiot. Has no idea what the hell he's talking about. This president does not know this Constitution. I don't want to hear anybody, well, he's so intelligent. No, he's not. He's only so intelligent because he's a Democrat. Look, if Barack Obama was a Republican, my God, what the media would do to this man. I mean, he would be, if Barack Insane Obama was a Democrat, what the media would be doing to this man right now. He would be crucified. He would be sliced up, slaughtered, smashed, smushed, gushed, blended into a gooey cream. There would be nothing left. My Lord. I mean, you think the media was bad on George Bush. Well, if Barack Obama was a Republican, this media, there would just no way. Right now, Barack Obama would be gone. There would be impeachment. There would be real impeachment. I guarantee to you. It would be warranted. Me being on the right, I would support it. It needs to happen. We've got to lasso these violations. We can't have this anymore. This is our government, not theirs. So I guess it's gonna have to be up to us. Well, the first thing that we can do is we can start voting responsibly. So anyway, let's finish this. I don't really want to listen to this duck woman. But this is Barbara Walters, you know, the smartest, most hard-hitting, in-depth reporter that this country's ever seen. Gag, puke,
barf. I don't understand, just because you lean a certain direction, you're automatically intelligent. If you're on the left and you're a woman, you're the smartest creature on planet Earth. If you're a woman and you're on the right, you're the biggest idiot on planet Earth, regardless of what you say or how you talk or what you believe in. So this is the smartest reporter, the most hard-hitting, in-depth reporter, this female reporter that this country has ever seen.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You have interviewed every president of my lifetime. Why is Obama facing so much opposition now? Why is he struggling so much to really fulfill the great flame of ambition and excitement that he was elected on originally in 2009?
Well, you've touched on it to a degree. He made so many promises. We thought that he was going to be, I shouldn't say this at Christmas time, but the next Messiah. And the whole Obamacare, or whatever you want to call that, Affordable Health Act, it just hasn't worked for him, and he stumbled around on it. And people feel very disappointed because they expected more. It's very difficult when the expectations for you are very high. You're almost better off when they're low, and then they rise and rise. His were very high, and they've dropped. But, you know, he still has several years to go. What does he have, 3 years more, Pierce? And, you know, there will be a lot of changes when things in that time.
Yeah, I got several years for him to start acting better, and the media can spin the stories a little better. And I mean, this is what's got the left all in a tizzy fit. The fact is that they put all of their belief, all of their money, all of their stock, all of their heart and soul into this one man, this one messiahistic creature. They got suckered in, and they realized that they were duped. So in order for these people to save face, and they don't have to admit that it was them that made the mistake that went into the voting booth and voted for this idiot. See, it's all about them. How do they look? How does, you know... Oh, I shouldn't say it's a Christmas time, but he was supposed to be the Messiah. But, you know, the Affordable Care Act just hasn't worked for him. Oh, because he had, you know, he's trying to make excuses because, oh, he had all these expectations. Well, so I guess it's somebody's fault. The media put those high expectations. The voters put those high expectations. No. You did, Mr. Obama, when you lied to get yourself elected to say that you were going to lower their health premiums $2,500 a year. You were going to be able to keep your doctor in your plan, and everybody that wasn't insured was just going to walk in and be insured. Hello? So these people, they go out and they buy into this crap. And there's still some hanger-ons. Boy, they don't want to let go. There's a lot of people that have let go. Well, it's getting harder and harder for those that are still holding on to keep a hold. The reality is just piling up. And now, especially, you've got, you know, Democrats like Mary Landrieu. You broke my heart, sweetheart. You broke my heart. But it's the way it goes. You deserve it, sweetheart. You deserve everything that's coming your way. So they're out there now. They're turning against Obama. And she's saying, oh, I went up to Mr. Obama and I told him. I said, now you listen here, Mr. President. You're the one that went out there and you gave that promise. Now, damn it, you keep that promise. Yeah, sweetheart, you went out there and sold it to your constituents on the House floor or on the Senate floor. You were out there selling it to America. You were out selling his product. You were using his words before, during, and after you did not read the bill and then voted on it. So I don't want to hear a damn thing out of you, Miss Landrieu. And to make a commercial like that, an advertisement like that, is disgusting. You deserve to lose your job. The only way they're going to be able to keep their job, I mean, they're going to have to jump on board. You're going to have to start getting some Democrats on board, and they're going to have to, this is going to get bigger. It's got to. I mean, we don't have any more choices. I mean, look, I mean, the violations that this administration has raked up is far too much. Much more than what we really should have allowed. And if he was a Republican, there's no way, no way, hell, this president would have been able to get through this. Fast and Furious? No. No, 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 no. Fast, and then you couple that with Benghazi, and then the IRS? Hello. And then when you add the NSA... And you find out the stimulus package was not for Americans to get jobs, but to repay his donors and all of his friends so they can get these nice bonus packages when they open up a business, a phony green business that has no intention of ever succeeding. They just want to get those $1 million bonus checks. That came out of your money. That came out of the stimulus. Who got a job from the stimulus? Anybody? Do you? Do you know? Bueller? Anyone? Jesus. Nobody. My friend's got a job. Sure. That's how you have to look at it. You have to look. You have to look at it now. In the last 5 years, how many people have gone from the middle class to the lower class? And then you take a look at who has gone from the middle class or the upper class to now to the elite upper crust class. That right there, that's not only your question, but your answer right there. And guess who paid for these people to go from the middle class or the upper class to the elite class? Yeah, that's right, you did. And you're still paying for it. And now we have a so-called, well, we'll get to it later on what we're going to cut, spending cut bill, that isn't exactly a spending cut bill, and we're going to end up spending more. Look, we've got a lot of government waste, and if you don't know what government waste is, I mean, come on. We all know what the government wastes their money on. $677 million to build a website that still has yet to be completed, and you had 3 years to do it. It is not secure, and you cannot pay for insurance. So instead of actually fixing the website so it works, so delaying the whole program, fixing the website so it works, he goes out there, now circumvents not only the Congress, the Constitution, circumvents business altogether, and is now taking it upon himself to order insurance companies now to just assume that these people are insured and keep them insured. Well, how are they supposed to know who these people are when the information hasn't gotten to the insurance company? How are these insurance companies supposed to know who they're supposed to insure and not? Not everybody that was canceled went into Obamacare, and they've gone to different insurance companies. So the new insurance company, they have no idea who their people are, because they don't have any. Because none of the transfers has gone through. And so now these old companies, how are they supposed to know? And they're just supposed to insure people because somebody said, yeah, this used to be my... I mean, how is that supposed to work? And now we're bailing out the insurance companies because they're going under. because they've lost all their business and they've got all these rules and regulations and restrictions and all this crap, which is the point of Obamacare, to get rid of it, scrap it, go into a single payer, screw everything up. I mean, they can't even handle this. And now you want the government to handle single payer. I mean, at some point, when are we going to just say, okay, wait a minute. We've already seen what government can do and what they can't do. So why don't we concentrate on what they can do? You got to look in the Constitution for what they can do, because it tells you what you can't do. But we can't use that document anymore. See, it's been redacted. I'm looking at it right here, and I'm looking at page after page after page. It's been redacted. And the only thing left is the last page, man, and it's just got one period. That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That is your Constitution. Blank. And we don't have a purpose. We don't have a reason to be upset, Mr. Boehner. You see, it's stuff like that. That's ridiculous. Now, it's up to you in the House. I'm sorry, Mr. Boehner, but you're going to have to put your fighting shoes on or get the hell out of the friggin' war, man. You're getting in the way. $177 million to build a website and then spend $4.5 billion with a big fat frickin' B. $4.5 billion to advertise and promote a system that is mandatory, which is unconstitutional, by the way, to sign up to an insecure website, which is a hacker's dream. If they could ever complete and build the financing part where all the money gets transferred, then the hackers are just come right on in. That's what these hackers are doing, just waiting for that thing to get completed. They're waiting in the wings, man. They're right there. No, they're probably already in that system, and they're just waiting for that to come in there. When people start, they can poke and prod and start stealing people's bank account information. Don't think for one second that crap ain't happening. There should not have been one single American allowed to sign up on into that insecure website, period. That is criminal. How is that not criminal? How is it not criminal? Forcing somebody to put their private information out there so somebody can steal it. Putting their private information in jeopardy. Which you can look at it as putting your life in jeopardy. How is that not criminal? What more do we need? Look, we either have to impeach this guy or we have to repeal all the laws that have been under this guy because they have all been unconstitutional. All of his executive orders need to go away. If you don't want to impeach him, okay, fine. I can live with it. I can live without impeaching him. If every single one of his bills that he has signed has been scrapped, null and void, every single one of his executive orders are now, those are done. There's going to have to be a whole lot of prosecutions with the IRS, Fast and Furious, and Benghazi. NSA, that's a little bit more complicated. What the hell to do with that? I mean, the first thing they need to do, they need to get somebody in there who can put that agency back into incognito status. So nobody knows where the hell it is and what they do. And there is no excuse, not one freaking excuse can you give me for these people to allow that kind of information to be stolen from a guy that's been there 2 or 3 months, doesn't even have a high school education, has got a GED, able to get a job in the largest spy agency in the world, and steal all this information and then fly off to China and then Russia? Now, granted, yeah, what technically what Snowden did was wrong, yeah. Are we finding out some stuff that we need to fix? Yeah. Yeah. Is there another, was there another way? I don't know. I don't know. I guess I have to kind of look at Snowden as, I see both sides. I see him as somebody that's brave and somebody that's stupid. I see somebody that's patriotic, and I see somebody that is, could be a little bit, almost a little bit treasonous. I don't know what the hell to decide with this guy. I am really more upset, not so much with Snowden. I am more upset with the fact that Snowden, anybody, I don't care if it was Snowden, the guy had 14 different college educations. I don't care. It doesn't matter. The fact that a human being was allowed to extract that information, take it out of the NSA, fly off to China, and then to Hong Kong or Russia. That's what I'm upset about. That's what I don't like. The fact that these people allowed that information to be extracted, and I say allowed because, yeah, if it happened, you allowed it. Look, I know on my ship, man, I'm not saying that it was, you know, it's always, oh, well, we had it, we had our best. No, everything was secure. We didn't have, there was no problems. There was no weapons stolen ever. There was no problem with any guns or anything. We had security on everything. And there's reasons for it. Why? Well, you don't want, you know, things that explode to get into the wrong people's hands. Well, whether it explodes on impact or whether it explodes people's lives and livelihoods and secrets of our government, it doesn't matter. People's lives are put into jeopardy. Why there were no safeguards, I just, honest to goodness, God Almighty, in sweet blue heaven, how you couldn't, how that was allowed to happen is, that's what I'm upset about. How long did it take Obama to finally, let the guy retire and replace him with somebody? How about all them chicks there with the IRS? Why isn't they're allowed to retire and get a pension on your dime? They steal from you, and you have to pay for their retirement. Isn't that nice? That's a hell of a deal, don't you think? Oh, God. Do we really have to talk about this stupid Al Sharpton interview with Michelle Obama? Jesus, God. I mean, it's just a matter of time before my entire breakfast comes up. It's going to happen. This is disgusting. What the? Why? Why is this even in here? What the hell does it say? All right. As the president continues to sink in the polls, his advisors apparently think it's wise for him and his wife to seek refuge amongst their closest supporters in the media. Well, yeah. I suppose that's the proper thing to do. Another shot of eggnog. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Deer Park, New York. Wish it would snow again. I love the snow. It's supposed to be cold in New York, so all these global warmers out there, keep on the lookout. On Wednesday, Al Sharpton announced via Instagram that Michelle Obama will be his radio guest host Thursday, which is today, on his National Action Network. As Mediaite pointed out, it's not clear whether or not parts or all of this interview will be aired on Sharpton's show on MSNBC. However, given recent calls for Sharpton and his MSNBC producer to be fired as a result of deceptive edits. How many times has MSNBC deceptively edit their so-called news? Remember that last time when the NRA had a they had like a function or rally or some sort, and they were like well over a mile and a half away from the president, who was having his little God only knows one of his little rallies and, you know, jacking up the crowd, getting them all hot and moist till they faint. I don't know. But anyway, it's this black guy. They didn't show him, but he was black and he had a whole bunch of guns on him. And he was with the NRA, and they're saying that there are all these white Tea Party people out there with all these guns, and they just showed this guy's butt, and he had all these guns on his hips. And you couldn't tell that he was black. Well, he ended up being black. They did, you know, and of course, what the hell's her name? Contestable Brewer? Remember her? Well, she pretty much, she got the axe. Now she does like Sundays or Saturdays or something on MSN or NBC. God only knows. But I mean, you know, I mean, that kind of propaganda nobody really pays attention to. And we don't need any more of that. We don't need any more of that. We need a responsible Congress and a responsible media. But you know what? We are the ones that are actually, we control our media and we control our Congress. We just don't realize that we actually have that power. I think if you look at the numbers, that most people do watch Fox News more than any other cable news organization out there. The evening news, I can't stomach that anymore. I can never stomach local news. That's ridiculous. There's almost no excuse for local news. But I do love watching the news. I like to watch what – I've always liked watching the news. I remember when I was a kid, I watched Vietnam on TV. I watched Watergate when I came home from school. It used to be on PBS. But anymore now, I mean, half the time you can't trust any of the news. So you got to verify it 4,000 times. You got to spend all freaking day to read one goddamn story. We need a responsible Congress and a responsible, curious media. I still can't help but wonder if Obama was a Republican. Just think if he was a Republican. Whether he's black or white, it doesn't really matter because that's not really an issue, and I'm sick and tired of people bringing that up. The point is, with his violations, what he has done, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, IRS, NSA, Obamacare, all the lies he told with that, the stimulus packages, all the people getting multi-million dollar bonus checks from the stimulus package to form a company that has no business of being in business, selling nothing. How many violations has this man committed just in the preamble? Then you get to the body and then the Bill of Rights. There is no way that this media, if Barack Hussein Obama was a Republican, he would be out of office. Or we would be definitely knee-deep into some serious impeachment hearings at this point. Especially with the poll numbers dropping as they are. And they're lower than Bush's is at this point. Imagine that. Oh, no. He's the king.
We all love him. Obama. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, nice guys don't do, go up to bed and get a good night's sleep because you've got a, you know, an early morning, a long plane ride to Las Vegas to fundraise when your embassy and four of your brothers are burning to death. Nice guys don't do that. Nice guys don't give a stand-down order. Nice guys don't allow his attorney general to give a whole bunch of weapons that we still have no idea where the hell they are into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. Nice guys don't do that. Nice guys also do not allow the IRS to run amok on and harass political foes. That's not the purpose for the IRS. That is criminal. But what if we done anything about that? Well, I don't know. Nice guys wouldn't force a stimulus, a damn near $1 trillion stimulus package, and take your money and give it to his friends so they can open up a phony business that has no business of being in business, and then give them multi-million dollar bonus checks when the company goes bankrupt. You see, nice guys don't do that. So I don't buy this nice guy BS routine. I'm sorry, but if this man was a Republican, we would be knee-deep into some impeachment hearings, which we need to be and need to be now. Congress, I understand. Look, I understand you want to bring criminal charges against the guy. I get it. But that needs to be done outside, not in Congress. What you need to do is start doing some impeachment hearings. Real hearings. No more. And look, Issa, I love you. You're a great guy. If you were in my district, I would vote for you. But the hearings are we need to pick up the heat here with these hearings. Need to pick up the heat, man. We need a little bit more, a little bit more. We can't just take another hearing and have him come in and, well, I plead the fifth, or I don't know, I don't recall, it's not my job, nobody told me, I didn't get the memo. We don't need any more of that crap. We need feats to fires. Go from feats to fires to handcuffs. That's what we need. So if you're interested in watching this just absolutely just atrocious puke fest of Al Sharpton interviewing Michelle Obama, well, knock yourself out. If that's going to make you happy watching this, if you have a vomit fetish, well, then this is the show for you. So now we have drag queens are out promoting Obamacare. Well, hey, drag queens need health care too, damn it. I understand what they're trying to do, but they don't understand that this Obamacare is not health care. In their community, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, funky diseases and stuff. So, I get their side of it, of why they would want to do it. But I don't understand their ignorance in thinking that Obamacare is going to be health care. That's where I'm coming from. I think you in the LGBTRFQR, whatever the hell it is, community, I think you really need to sit down and discuss this, that this Obamacare is not exactly health care. So if you really are that concerned about your community, which I don't put people into stupid communities. I hate that crap. There's only one community, and it's the American community. And we all live in it. So zip it, Zippy. So if you're really that concerned about your community, well, then have a real discussion, just like that commercial about Obama. Have a real discussion. Obamacare is not health care. You need to understand that. Accept it. And as soon as you do, as soon as you accept the reality, oh, my God, I mean, everything is brighter. The colors are brighter. You can smell, you can hear, you can taste, you can breathe. You can freely move about. It is beautiful and magical and absolutely wonderful. But you stay in your little hole there. Well, how about it? So let's see, they're using social media, they got drag shows coming up and they're doing this, and people want to get into Shreveport. I guess this is in Shreveport. If you live in Shreveport, Louisiana, and you are a drag aficionado, if you will, well, I guess go see them on Wednesday night, T-Cast and Crew. Or Wednesday night tea, it says. Cast and crew, that's a different something else. So what else? Five-year-old suspended for making gun gesture with his hand. God damn it, I am sick and tired of hearing this crap. Again, I cannot express this enough. Look, no tolerance is one thing, but no common sense is something else. I am sick and tired of people in so-called friggin' authority who have absolutely no goddamn common sense whatsoever. What the hell? 5 years old, you idiot. Look, I'm sorry, but boys, God almighty, we even shot each other with BB guns. We aimed for the knees, which we shouldn't have been doing. We did realize, it didn't take us very long to realize that, you know, this is probably not a very good idea. See, even as a kid, you do realize certain things. That's how you learn. If you don't get hurt, you're never going to learn that doing that is going to hurt you. So you're going to wait till you get older and you do it, and it's going to be much more it's going to be much more painful. More things are going to break. Look, it's part of life, of getting hurt, for God's sakes. I got scars all over my body from when I was getting hurt when I was a kid. I constantly was bleeding. My God. I mean, if I had a nickel for every gallon of blood that I lost when I was a kid, oh my Jesus. I could pay off the national debt right here, one check. Here, what do I make that payment out to? Let's see, Barack and Hussein Obama. All right, got it. Five-year-old boy was reportedly suspended from school after making a gun gesture with his hand on the playground. Oh, what a degenerate. Maybe we should pistol whip the little bastard. Yeah, that'll learn him. Look, kid, you don't mess with guns. You're an idiot. His father, David Hendricks, was furious. Good for you, Mr. Hendricks. I'd be furious, too, and I'd pull my kid out of that school. There's no way in hell I'd bring that kid back to that school. I wouldn't trust my child in a school like that, these idiots. Use your head. See what the hell else to say. He was furious when he found out his son was issued a suspension for the gesture. He was playing Army on the playground, which you can't play Army because, you know, Army protects people, Americans. It protects them from, you know, other foes, other people that want to kill us. So when they're out, you know, fighting, you know, wars and stuff like that, they're keeping us free at home. So we can't play those heroes on the playground. Do you understand, little Johnny? See, you can't appreciate and celebrate a war hero because, see, they kill people. That's right. They kill the enemy, the people that are trying to kill you, you idiot. Nothing wrong with a little boy wanting to play Army. Jesus Christ. But it was way too severe, Mr. Hendricks said. Yeah, you think so? The boy was issued a one-day in-school suspension from his kindergarten class. Frickin' kindergarten, sweetheart. Kindergarten teacher, come on. Come on, you idiot. Hendricks wanted the issue resolved and met with the school principal, who's probably another idiot, who did not want to drop the suspension. We're not going to drop that suspension. No, that kid used a hand gesture. We got a no-tolerance policy here, mister. And God damn it, I'm going to keep it. There's not going to be any guns on these school grounds. It's not a gun, you friggin' moron. It's his finger. This is what I'm talking about. I think somebody ought to point a goddamn gun right to their mouth. This is a real gun, you friggin' idiot. Then take it out and shoot it right next to the ear so they can hear it. They don't get hit with it, but they can hear it. And then you take your finger and you point it in his mouth. You see that? This is a finger, you idiot. And then you try to shoot it. You take it out of his mouth and you put it on the side of his head and you try to shoot it. See what happens. Maybe that's what it's going to take to get you to realize, you morons, you idiots. Don't give me this no-tolerance crap. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. No tolerance. How about no common sense? Goddamn kindergarten. So the father presses it further. He says, I requested an immediate meeting that night with him, myself, and the school board at their pleasure, any time that night. And at that point, they decided it was not worth the effort, not worth the headache, and dropped everything right then and there. Well, you know what? Chalk one up for the good guys. Good for you, Mr. Hendricks. Unbelievable. We need more parents like this. We need more parents like this that are not afraid of these bullies in your school. That's what your biggest bully is your goddamn teachers and your goddamn principals. This kind of crap needs to get the hell out of our society. I am sick and tired of this stuff. Look, we understand that you can't have a gun on goddamn school grounds. But your finger? Don't give me, no. No, I don't. Look, we played on the school grounds with our fingers and guns. We use bats as guns. We use anything. Boys and girls, for crying out loud. I mean, Jesus, God almighty, man. Let kids be kids, man. How are they ever going to learn if you keep them so overly protected? How are they going to learn when they finally have to grow up and go out in the real world? How are you supposed to learn life lessons if you don't live life? That's just me. Crazy, irrational me. All right, let's find out what the hell's going on here in India. The Indians are not too happy with the United States government right now. They locked up some chick who they claim was paying her light on her visa to get a housemaid who was born or who's a resident of India, only paying her $3 an hour, the charges say. Well, now India is saying that they want to get this this maid arrested because she had tried to evidently blackmail this particular diplomat that was brought in and was strip searched and thrown into jail with, you know, drug addicts and whatnot, and probed and prodded and everything that they got to do to process an inmate. But they gave her coffee. So that was awful nice of them. When they offered her food. Thanks for the coffee, guys. But in any event, the Indians are saying it was bad treatment, this and that. So you've got he said, she said kind of crap going on here. God, exactly, I don't know what the hell's going on here. But, you know, then you got John Kerry tried to get in the mix. Oh, it's unfortunate. Shut up. I mean, just if you don't have anything, you know, just shut up. God damn it. So let me find out here. Was the minister told the Associated Press? But they go in there and they have this big to do. They have her staked out. She drops the kids off to the school. Evidently, she's going back to her car or whatever. That's when they move in. They process her, take her in, and they do all this. You know, I'm wondering if they would spend just maybe a tenth of that kind of time, energy, and effort and resources on, people that are illegally crossing our border. Maybe strip search a few of them that are illegally crossing our border. I'm pretty sure you could probably find all kinds of stuff. And then if you do a full cavity search, holy moly guacamole, what you will find up in there. But no. If we have a border patrol agent who does arrest these people, especially, I mean, hey, they're going to have guys bringing over 14-year-old girls into prostitution. Can't stop them. Come on in. Welcome to America. You are now a Democrat. Here's your voting card. Well, let's see. The budget deal wins final approval in the Senate. You knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. This is a non-bill. It doesn't do anything. Oh, but at least the government won't be shut down. What government? They shut down 17% of the government, and they used at least 34% more of the government, shutting down the 17% of the goddamn government. I mean, they spent more time, and they ended up spending more money on a government shutdown than they did with it fully functional. I don't understand this government at all. How do you do that? Well, you see, they needed a lot of resources. They had to close a mountain down. The whole mountain of Mount Rushmore, you had to close that down so no one could see it. You had to evacuate elderly people because their home just happens to be on government land and they can't get on government land because it's shut down. So they're going to have to evacuate their home because it's not safe. Well, let me ask you something. How many people have the government watching their home every night to make sure that it's safe? So now these old people have to go live in the family ice cream shop. Well, that was nice. Oh, you're a veteran and you want to see this memorial that was built for you for storming the beaches of Normandy? No, you're not allowed on government land. No, the government is shut down. You can't even look at that memorial. Who the hell do you think you are, mister? Oh, you're an illegal alien? Oh, follow me. You see that? See that big sign that says closed government land? Yeah, you go right through there. That means that's for you. But you veteran? No, you can't go over there. You're a conservative. You're a hater. Storm the beaches of Normandy. And you expect somebody to thank you for that? You're a war criminal. Yeah, he is a war criminal. He was out there killing people to give you a free life. Block him from seeing that memorial that was built for him. But you can allow some illegal alien who has no business being in the country, much less on closed government land, protesting the government because the government hasn't just automatically signed an executive order and make them citizens. That is ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. You understand what the hell we're talking about? That's not only the Tea Party, Mr. Boehner. That's America. The Tea Party is just saying it. They're just speaking. But they do speak for, I would say, at least the overwhelming vast majority of the American people. They only ask for simple things. The government be fiscally responsible. The government follow the Constitution and stay the hell out of our freaking lives. We want a secure border. We want a responsible government. That's all we're really asking for. Now, I'm sorry, Mr. Boehner, but that is not ridiculous to ask and demand, which is our job, Mr. Boehner. This is our job. We hire you. We fire you. It is our job as the voter to make sure our leaders are doing what we want them to do, not what you want to do. You need to understand that, Mr. Boehner. It's not about what the hell you want. What the hell you want is irrelevant. It's what we want that counts. This is our Constitution, not the government's. This document protects us from you, Mr. Boehner. Suppose they didn't teach that. Huh? They didn't teach that in so-called conservative school, which you never violated one conservative principle? Really? I can think of 3 trillion violations that you've committed against conservatism, Mr. Boehner. 3 trillion of them. Let's see. Wednesday approved a 2-year budget deal, sending it to President Barack Obama's desk and saving up the threat of partial government shutdown, blah, 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 partial government shutdown. I just don't stop with this goddamn government shutdown BS. Oh, the American people were so upset with the Republicans when the government shut down. They weren't. They were pissed that the Obama administration was blocking veterans from seeing a memorial that was built for them, and they knew goddamn good and well that they were coming. They knew they were coming that day. There's no excuse for that. And then to allow illegal aliens to come on closed government land to protest the government for not being citizens? I mean, look, I'm sorry, but you want to be a citizen, you're going to have to, you have to show me a little bit more than that. You don't deserve to be a citizen if you're going to play those games. You want to be a citizen? You respect our laws. You respect our people. You respect our way of life. And you do this properly. You do not protest our government because we don't automatically make you a citizen. You might want to learn our language, too. Because I flat refuse to learn yours because you flat refuse to learn ours. It's not correct and it should not happen, Mr. Sessions said, a Republican of Alabama. He's speaking about these cuts to the Veterans Administration, the retirement cuts. But the government workers who are not in the military, they didn't get their pensions cut. See, because that's where all their friends work, in these so-called government jobs. Well, creating jobs are creating government jobs are not creating jobs. That's taking away from the private sector, which the private sector is our economy. If you have more public sector jobs than you have private sector jobs, you do not have a public sector or a private sector. Then again, I'm just using basic, simple, everyday, ordinary, average, antiquated math. Majority of the lawmakers, though, were eager to avoid another budget brawl. Oh, see, that's what it is. These pansies, they just don't want to fight. Get the hell out! You don't want to fight? Get the hell out. Don't give me this. We want to avoid another budget brawl. Look, if you're not there to fight, get the hell out of there. This is our lives you people are messing with. Don't give me that. Don't give me that budget. We don't want another budget brawl. We do. This is our lives you're dealing with, Congress. Not yours. Ours. We expect you to get up there and fight. Jesus, God. It's time to get rid of these guys. I'm sorry. They're all of them. Every goddamn last one of these people. I'm sick of them. They've all got to go. I'm sorry, but we got a clean house. If you like your life the way it is now, then keep it. Vote for this same crap. Look around you, man. I mean, I go up and down. You see towns all over the place. All these empty places that used to be businesses. Used to be businesses. Imagine that. The day of the mom and pop business, those days are over. No. It's only corporations now. Corporations that the government allows. So you got to be, government approved. It's got to be a worthy corporation. You can't just, buy and sell whatever you want. No, it has to be from what the government wants, what the government tells you that the people need. This is coming. This is what you voted for, and this is what we are getting if we do not turn this ship around, and I mean now. Congress, screw that criminal thing that you got going on. I understand where you're coming from. I support you. However, it's not going to work. So don't waste your time doing stuff that doesn't work. Spend your time, resources, money, and effort by working smart, not just working hard. You must work smart. And working smart is we need to start thinking of the word impeachment and start putting it on the table because that's what time it is. If this was a Republican, he'd already be impeached. That's how we have to look at it. If Barack Obama was a Republican, do you realistically really think for one second that there would not be, at least right now, at this particular moment? What day is it today? January 19th? 2013 that there would we would not be either he was completely impeached or we would be definitely deep into some impeachment hearings as we speak right now. That's what we'd be talking about right now. That's what I'd be talking about right now. I'd have audio clips from the day before. We'd be talking about it all day long, and then you get on the radio and on the television, that's all you're going to hear. If Barack Hussein Obama was a Republican, we'd be talking impeachment. But now we're talking criminal, some little thing that you're trying to do which will do absolutely nothing in no court, and you're wasting our time. I understand. I look, your heart's in the right place. But we got to do it right. If we're going to do it, let's do it all the way or don't even start it. Don't get up there and hold the government down again, Mr. Boehner, to not fight. That was ridiculous. You had the perfect opportunity to fight, you, McConnell, all of you. If you would have just held the line, the American people would have been on your side. We would have gotten rid of Obamacare. We would have had a lot more. We'd be in a lot better position right now today. But now we're not. And we're getting worser by the day. Every day is only going to get worse and worse and worse. It's not going to get any better. I don't care who the hell you hire to come in here and start rearranging things and getting Obamacare, healthcare.gov all organized. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to solve the problem that we still have 91.5 million people out of work, and at least most of them don't have health insurance. And the ones that do, it's so goddamn expensive they can't afford it. Look, we can't keep sugarcoating this crap, and we can't keep thinking, well, it'll get better. No. If you have to tell yourself, I've learned several lessons. Every single time I tell myself, well, it's going to get better, guess what happens? It always, always, always gets worse. So you know what? It is a lesson, and I still have to learn that lesson. Sometimes if I listen to my gut and I follow it, it always works every single time. But there's always that time that you have. You can call it lazy. You can call it this. You can call it that. For whatever reason, you don't want to do it. You don't want to face the reality. Well, we're humans. None of us as human beings want to face reality. But at some point, we have to start. You can only not face a reality for so long. And eventually, you just got to do it. Now's the time to do it. And the reality is that the violations that this administration, from top to bottom, has committed against not only the Constitution, not only the country itself, the American people, our way of life, I mean, the entire American dream is not, it's completely upside down. We have lost people's lives. People have been killed. People have lost their jobs, their livelihoods, their health insurance, their health care. People have lost their hope. They have no means to take their dream and turning it into reality. They have nothing to work with now. Take a look at Detroit. Take a look around you. Do you see any empty stores that used to be? And those stores that are still there, are they packed? A lot of people in them? Don't pay attention to what you see on the stupid television or you hear on the radio. Take a look around you. Take a look. Open up your friggin' eyes. Look. What do you see? When you open up your pocketbook, you open up your wallet, what do you see? Every time you go to the supermarket and you buy yourself some groceries, are you worried about when you're using your debit card if you're going to have enough in there? How about that home you used to have? Well, that's been foreclosed on because you lost your job. Can't find another one. You'd like to go out looking for a job, but you lost your car because that got repossessed because you couldn't make the payments. Take a look around you. Do you know anybody like that? Do you see your neighbors like that? You see somebody in your town, you don't have to know them. Just look at the neighborhoods. What has this 5 years of this Obama experiment, what has this brought the United States? What has it brought you? Has it brought anybody anything? I haven't seen very much that it's brought. What has it brought the country as a whole? Wasn't he supposed to be the big uniter? Who has he united? Huh? We got knockout bastards now. We got everybody fighting everybody. Everybody hates everybody now. If you don't fit in a certain group, you got to hate the other groups. Well, I don't fit into any group. I don't hate a certain group. If I'm going to hate you, it's because of you, what you have inside, and what comes out of that filthy frickin' mouth of yours. Your actions, that's what I hate, not your carcass. I hate your actions. I don't hate groups, and I don't put people in groups. Stop putting everybody in groups. There's only one group that we have in this country, and it's America, and that's it. So just get freaking used to it. And stop crying and sniveling and pissing and moaning every time somebody says something because you didn't even listen to it. You didn't read it. You didn't hear it. You know nothing about it, but you heard it on some stupid television program and somebody told you in the cafeteria or at Starbucks or your internet cafe or wherever the hell you are. So now you jump on this holier-than-thou bandwagon. Oh, how can you use all this hate speech? You're a hater, 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 hater. You're an idiot. Take time to figure out what the hell people are saying, and maybe you might understand it. Maybe they might say something that you agree with. I don't know. But if you don't like what people say, the bottom line is just go the other direction. You can't fire people for saying something. I don't. Look, freedom of speech is freedom of speech. It's for everybody. It's not just for one group. Even the biggest cracker-killing, cracker-baby mantra crap that you can come up with. I don't have to like what you say, but I have to love the fact that you have an opportunity to live in a country where you can say that. That's what I love. That's what I respect. I respect our Constitution. I believe, hey, look, if you're going to accept the good, you got to accept the bad, man. That's just the way it is. If you don't pay these killing cracker baby fools any known damn never mind, out of sight, out of mind. Just everybody needs – who was that? What was that one president? Was that – I don't know if that was Truman or if that was one of them – that was Teddy Roosevelt, but I can't remember who said it. But one of our presidents – said what this country needs now is a good 5-cent cigar. Well, I think we're going to have to up the ante. I think what this country needs now is a good $5 joint. I'm not out trying to promote drugs, but there's a lot of people that need to chill out in this country. Because they get people like me all hot and bothered and all sent out sideways and blasting off into outer freaking space. But I really don't care. Look, say whatever the hell you want. They're words, man. They're words. You don't like it? Turn the channel. You don't like the duck guys? Well, watch something else. Watch Kim Kardashian. I don't know. Just get a life and worry about your own life. Find within you. I mean, if you're going to point your finger and start assuming and accusing people of all these bad and horrible and vicious and hateful things, well, why don't you take a look in the mirror and start going down the list of all the vile, nasty, mean, rotten, dirty, scandalous kind of hater crap that you do. And then shut up. Look, I got no problems with you criticizing him. If you don't like what he said, fine. I guess it's all right to criticize him, but he's got a right to say what he believes, too. I'm not on either side. I can give a damn less about any of it. I could care less what people do. I mean, they're all weird. All people are weird. They are. Every single goddamn human being on planet Earth is an idiot. They're odd. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. They're weird. They're just, you have to accept the fact that people are just people. Unless you are physically harming somebody or you're stealing from them, you're actually hurting them. Words, I'm not, that's not, you know, that's not real pain. Shut up. Even the most vile words, you know, if you allow it to hurt you, then it hurts you. But should people say it? No, of course not. I'm not advocating go out and start, you know, calling about killing cracker babies and all this crap. I'm not, that's not what I'm saying. My whole point is, if you don't like what someone's saying, turn around and go the other way. You don't pay them any, no, never mind. They're going to eventually get the idea and shut up. But if we're going to accept the good, we must accept the bad. So, whatever. You know, I mean, I just can't get into these arguments about this. Because I just don't have any side to it. I really don't give a damn. It's just, you know, let people be. And then you got all these people over here. They're all jumping in the middle of it now. And, oh, I got to get in there and show everybody how much I don't hate. And they love to use that word hate. You got all these so-called pundits on there. They had some little snot-nosed little jackwagon on Fox last night. On Megyn Kelly. I mean, this little worm. It's like, shut up. Oh, how could you do this? That's hateful speech. And how could you be on television and say that hate? Well, he wasn't on television when he said that, you little punk. It was a magazine article. And who gives a damn? Look, you people have the right to talk about all how much you hate the Tea Party. And the Tea Party doesn't hate gays. I've met transsexual and I've met homosexual people in the Tea Party. Because the Tea Party doesn't give a damn who you are. If you want our government, if you demand that our government, you are fed up with our government not following our Constitution. You want them to follow. You want them to be fiscally responsible and stay out of your life. You're in the Tea Party, whether you love them or hate them. That's it. That's all we're asking for, is responsibility, Mr. Painter. That's not ridiculous. You are being ridiculous. And you have been ridiculous 3 trillion times in your tenure as Speaker of the House, Mr. Painter. 3 trillion times you have been ridiculous. Don't give me that ridiculous nonsense. I don't want to listen to it anymore. Do your goddamn job. Your job is to do what we want you to do, not what you want to do. I don't care if you like it, Mr. Painter. But that's how our government was set up. We do have the right as citizens to demand our government do what we want them to do. And what we want you to do is to follow the goddamn Constitution and be fiscally responsible and stay out of our lives. It is not up to you to decide how we live our life. It is not up to you to decide that in order to save the planet, we have to now buy a toxic, mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulb that if you drop it, you have to put on a goddamn hazmat suit, evacuate the home. I mean, it's just, we have to buy these from China. We can't even make them in our own country. That is ridiculous, Mr. Painter. That, Mr. Painter, is ridiculous. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go.
go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell.